The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Earlier, I asked if you walked or biked to school, and we're about to tell you why I asked the question. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yesterday was National Bike to School Day, but I just had this vivid memory of begging my grandmother and my Theo Frankie, my Uncle Frankie, who raised me, please let me walk to school. Please let me ride my bike to school. Because I had a bike, I had a pink Huffy bike.
They also knew your sense of direction.
So I don't think they did at this time, Otto, because she said, well, before I let you ride your bike, you can walk. Because I want to make sure, you know, you're good.
You got to be able to cross the street.
Yeah, all of that. She wanted to make sure. So we lived about 3/4 of a mile from the school. So they took me to school. She said, you're going to walk home. 2.5 hours it took me to find my way back home.
Jeez, I'm glad they didn't give you a bike.
Oh, exactly.
You might have ended up in another state.
I might have. I have the worst sense of direction, and it's been that way since I was little. And I don't really understand why. But biking to school, I hope it's still a thing, walking to school. It's so much fun.
I mean, of course it is. I see kids walking to school all the time.
I was so jealous of everybody.
I'm jealous now because all the kids have these like amazing electric bikes. Have you seen those ones?
They go like 30 miles per hour.
Well, I'm so glad I didn't have that kind of bike. I really would have ended up in another state. Okay, we have Adriana on hold. Adriana, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Did you ever ride a bike or walk to school when you were little?
Yes, so I did one time, and I was panicked because I missed a bus 3 times in 1 week, and my mom told me if I missed the bus again, I was going to walk school. I didn't want her to find out.
Yeah.
So I took off running behind the bus, never caught the bus. Everybody was just there yet me run behind it. I was in 4th grade. I ran through construction sites, got all my shoes all muddy.
Oh my gosh.
It was the worst.
But you made it to school and your mom never found out?
No, I was an adult.
So wait, hold on. So you made it and everything, but why didn't you tell her? You're like probably 9 years old.
No, I didn't tell her anything until I was an adult, and she was like, why didn't you just wake me up? I was like, girl, I didn't want you to scream at me. What do you mean?
I know. They try to act like they were so calm and cool and collected. No, my mother would yell at me because she would tell me, Dana, get up, and I'd be like, I'm up, and then I would fall back asleep. I don't know about you, and then she would be like, get up, oh my God.
I literally had road rash one time from my shoulder to my ankle, and I didn't tell my mom and dad because I was afraid to get yelled at.
You'd rather go to the hospital and have sepsis. Oh no, your phone cut out.
We lost her.
Oh, her mom probably called her. You're always in trouble with moms, no matter what. All right, anyway, what good memories.
Do you know what, Dana, before we move on, I need to bring up something very, very important that my mother brought to my attention yesterday. You are now on the famous birthdays list.
Oh, my gosh.
So every day we talk about famous people's birthdays.
Oh, my gosh.
And Dana Cortez is officially on the list at 159,000.
Oh, I'm the 159,000.
Hey, this is worldwide, though.
Otto, did you submit that or did your mother?
I did not submit it. My mom didn't submit it.
I don't.
But she's the one who found it. And she calls me and she's like, did you know that Dana's on this? And I said, no. And she's like, are you on it? And I said, I don't know. Let me look. And I'm not. She said, don't you get jealous now. Don't you be.
That is so embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. I thought it was kind of cool. I mean, you're.
Oh my gosh.
You are I think you're in the top 10 for people born in Texas radio hosts. You got Alex Jones and Elvis Duran in front of you.
Oh, no. Okay, Elvis, yes. Alex, I don't even believe that. That's a conspiracy. No, I'm just kidding.
It is like the first time you're kind of on a list collectively with Selena Gomez.
Okay, now I feel good.
There you go.
Yes.
She might be number 2 and you might be 125,000.
But I still made it, and maybe Selena Gomez will come into studio now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When your kiddos are 12... you have to step in. You have to talk to them about life's decisions and choices and right from wrong. When your kids are 21, you should have already done all of that. And then you have to let them make those decisions and choices.
They already made the decision to get married. They're adults.
So if they are married or not married, It doesn't matter. You should not interfere. I understand.
I don't know. I know
advice.
Some 21-year-olds that still need some advice. No,
advice is one thing. Interfering is another. And that's what we're talking about here. So you think the mom is right on
it? No, I don't think she's right. I think she overstepped her boundaries. She should have never, ever done what
that's
she did.
What I was trying to say. Today's down in the DM with Jessica and Rick. It wasn't even Jessica. Jessica and Rick are a married couple. The woman we were talking to the entire time, her name is Brenda. It's Rick's mother-in-law. We were tricked. We were hoodwinked. I couldn't believe it. It did not go down in the DM.
You're out all night, like drinking and partying. You know what? You are a married man now, okay? And you have got to put those days behind
Brenda,
you.
Brenda, what crazy are you up to now?
Who's Brenda?
No, no, you can't trick me, Rick. I already told Jessica that you're out there cheating. What kind of a man stays out all night when you have a beautiful woman waiting for you at home?
This isn't Jessica. What's going on here? I need an explanation.
I don't know what the f*** going on, but I know you're crazy, Brenda. You need to leave me alone.
What is going on here?
Okay, he just hung up, but who is Brenda?
Listen to me, that little cheating on my daughter. Okay?
Whoa!
It was at that moment we realized we were not talking to this woman, Jessica. It was Brenda. So I tried to have a discussion with her, like, this is not okay. You need to let your daughter live her life. And she wasn't having it.
Listen, she's young. She's dumb, you know? I told her, do not get married to this guy. You know what it's like, Dana? Listen, I do not want her getting pregnant from him, and then they're going to be stuck together.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It sounds like you're trying to control her life.
No, I just don't want her to make the same mistakes I made. This man is just like her father. A good-for-nothing drunk.
I'm going to stop this right now and let you go. Obviously, this woman has a lot going on in her own life, or had a lot. She doesn't want her daughter to make the same mistakes. None of us do. Unfortunately, we can't live their lives. I mentioned earlier that I have three beautiful daughters. And trust me, I want to control everything they do because I'm a very controlling person. But I know enough that you can't do that because the more I push, the more they push away.
Oh, you still implement some kind of control whenever you can.
Well, of course I do. If I feel something is wrong, I'm going to tell them, but I'm not going to interfere. You can't do it because I feel like the more I try, the more they do what I don't want them to do.
Now, as much as I want to have compassion for Brenda, I do agree with you there. When you tell somebody, especially your children, to do something, they're going to push away and go the other way. Even as adults. But can't we show a little bit more compassion for Brenda? Because her heart was in the right place. How many times have you been in a relationship, or somebody has, and you get out of it and you're like, why didn't any of my friends tell me how bad this was? And that very well could be a situation we have right here.
I don't know.
I could see if they were just dating, but they're married. She made the decision to spend the rest of her life with her. Mom needs to get comfortable with that decision.
And well, also to that point, I'd make, he also kind of knew this family has been crazy. There's have to have been other red flags prior to this.
Brenda, what are you doing now? Or something like that. Go ahead.
I knew with my ex right about after like month 9, I was like, all right, this is not a family that I am going to vibe with. No disrespect to them. I just kind of knew, like, this is not a family that I click with on multiple levels because, you know,
I know that feeling.
Yes.
I love when you say, sorry, I don't click with you. No disrespect, but I don't like any of you.
No, it's not disrespect. You just aren't vibing with each other. And if you're going to spend the rest of your life with that person, you got to vibe with the family.
I'm not going to vibe with Brenda because if you're getting in my business like that, we are not vibing. Okay? We have Lori online too. Lori, welcome to the Dana Curta Show. I appreciate you holding. Look, the fact that Jessica was actually Rick's mother-in-law, Brenda, it's still kind of blowing my mind.
Can we say psycho? Somebody put the cuckoo back in the cuckoo clock.
Man, that's for sure.
That's what you call overstepping your boundaries.
She did overstep her boundaries. And
you know what?
What?
I'm going almost for the same thing, okay? My son is dating this chick, right? And I cannot stand her whatsoever. Mm. So my son, he's like 19. And his girlfriend's like 18 or something like that. They end up moving in together. Oh, my gosh. I was so furious because I felt like she got him out of my house. I tried talking him out of it. It didn't work. He's in love with this chick. But you know what? I just had to, like, to step back and just let him learn for himself.
So, Lori, your message is you can't meddle. You can't get in this relationship. No. He's got to learn on his own. You're not going to be able to.
Yeah, it's not going to work. You keep meddling in, all you're going to do is just push your kid away. That's all you're going to do.
Maybe then you become the bad guy, too.
Also, maybe even push them closer to this person that they might not should be with.
11, you know, doesn't last.
And I feel like although I made a lot of mistakes when it comes to relationships, in the end, I remembered everything I was taught and I found my way.
It just takes you a little longer to get there sometimes.
Yes, Otto, it did. And thank goodness, because I wouldn't have married you. And I love you. You know, you have to let people take their path. You cannot force things to happen the way you want. That controlling parent mindset could push your child away. Are you putting up with a Brenda in your life? Have you had to? And do you think it's fair to intervene in your children's life, or do your parents intervene in yours? 877-730-DCS1. Tap in. Let's talk about it next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We got tricked this morning on the radio. The woman who requested a down in the DM about her husband misrepresented herself.
You're out all night, like drinking and partying. You know what? You are a married man now, okay? And you have got to put those days behind
Brenda,
you.
Brenda, what crazy are you up to now?
Who's Brenda?
No, you can't trick me, Rick. I already told Jessica that you're out there cheating. What kind of a man stays out all night when you have a beautiful woman waiting for you at home?
This isn't Jessica. What's going on here? I need an explanation.
I don't know what the f*** is going on, but I know you're crazy, Brenda. You need to leave me alone.
What is going on here?
Okay, he just hung up, but who is Brenda?
Listen to me, that little cheating on my daughter.
Whoa.
Nothing like that has ever happened to us. Barbara, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Gosh, how are you? And does Rick have a right to say, I don't want her around me, at least for the meantime? Girl, we have missed you.
I know, I've been busy. First of all, when so-called Jessica called, in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, this is why this man is going out every doggone night to these bars, because you got a stanky attitude. Like, she was just nasty. I was like, I would leave too. Like, girl.
Yeah, she did have a bad attitude. She did. I think she wants to control her daughter. I'm sorry. It's more than just being a motherly love at this point. She wants to be able to tell her when, how, what, and she wants to control her son-in-law.
Well, and she also said she doesn't want her daughter to make the mistake that she made.
Yeah, but she's already married. And then maybe he's probably not doing anything, but had she just kept her mouth quiet just a little bit longer, then maybe everybody would have known, okay, yes, maybe he is a little, you know, flirty. Maybe he's not doing anything, but he's being flirty, but he still shouldn't be flirting with other women.
How are you going to behave yourself, Barbara, with the people that your children choose to marry? Because I know you take marriage very seriously. It is a promise. Yes. It is difficult. There's highs, there's lows. Nobody gets along 24/7, 365.
Right. Okay, so this is funny. Okay, well, first one, I talked to my daughter about the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
She was dating this guy, and I was actually on the guy's side, not her side.
Mm-hmm.
Her life and his life, they lived two totally different lives. So she kept wanting more from him that he could give to her. And she kept blaming him for everything. And I kept trying to explain to her, you're going to mess up a good thing. He is not where you are right now. He's a great kid, but you have to give him a chance to catch up to you, because mm-hmm. that's not where he's at.
Right.
So if you're going to sit here and keep complaining about him, y'all need to just separate and break up.
Well, how did she handle that?
Was it a situation where she was like a lot more mature than him, or like further along financially? What was the situation?
All of it. She's more mature than him. She have both parents in the house, you know, a loving home and all mm-hmm. this stuff. And he don't have his dad in his life. You know, it's just his mom. He has an older brother that has issues. It was just like so much going on.
So she wanted him to behave like her, but they come from a different background. Barbara, did they stay together?
No, they're not. Nope. She ended up breaking up, saying it didn't work out for her. And I was like, okay, like I tried to tell you.
I'm not telling you.
But I just let it be. I told her, don't try to have an attitude with him or be mean towards him. Still call him, check on him, you know, do all this stuff like that. So now recently they just like start talking again, you know, being friends. And
what's fun, Barbara? They're probably going to get back together. You already know. As a mother, you already know, but we can't step in. We can't do the work for them. They've got to learn on their own.
Right. She kept wanting him to like do all this stuff and go out with her and pay attention to her more. And I'm like, y'all not in the same place right now. He's giving you attention, but you want like everything to be about you.
how hard was it for you to tell your daughter that? Because wasn't she like, Mom, aren't you on my side?
Oh, not hard. I've been doing that since the day she was born. Not hard at all.
So. You're getting honesty from me, honey.
I will say, as the boyfriend, when I hear from the mom that, oh, she's messing up, oh, that used to make me feel so good that she's going to miss out on something that she did a good thing.
To this day, I swear, one of Otto's exes, all of her family's like, she should have married you, Otto. She should have married you. And I'm like, geez, I'm right here. I'm like, my goodness, they don't even care. All right. Have you ever had to cut a family member off temporarily or permanently because they kept interfering in your relationship?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a feeling that Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet will be married very soon. Engaged first and then married, because she goes with him to the basketball games. I guess there's these big basketball games on right now. And his favorite team, the New York Knicks, are in the playoffs, right? I'm not. I know my husband Automatic is an NBA DJ and I still don't know. But he did not go with her to the Met Gala.
Let's go.
No, I know.
Yeah,
right?
That's a big win for the fellas right there. Timothy, I was mad at you about the ballerina stuff, but we're kind of back.
Okay, so you think he's back? Like, you think he's in control of this relationship because he's like, nah, I'm not going with you. But she's still accompanying him to these games, which, by the way, she's not a fan. Kim goes to the games, Kendall goes to the games. I have never seen Kylie Jenner at games just because. I think once or twice. She's not really a sports girl, but she's up there on the front, or what is it called? Courtside?
It's courtside, yes.
Yeah, and with Timothy, her man. Yeah.
Timothy definitely has her in her feminine era and her submissive era to him, and that's what's demonstrated,
down,
right?
Oh, Anthony. Submissive. Oh, my gosh.
She's a billionaire, and she's so strong in her own right that to see her acting like this in front of for another man is something I've never seen before. She wasn't like this with Travis.
No, she wasn't like that. You're right. I didn't think about that. She's like, she's so in her, like, I want you to marry me era. She's like, I'm going to be the best girlfriend ever. I need that big rock. Here she is on the Kid Cudi podcast, and he asked her, what is your favorite Timothée Chalamet movie?
That's hard for me because I feel like I really love them all. But Call Me By Your Name is pretty, like, perfect. And I really love The Dunes.
The Dunes are strong. And yeah. I'm ready for that new one in December.
Me too.
He really is a superstar. Beautiful Boy is one of my favorite movies, even though it's very hard to watch. And call me crazy, I loved him in Wonka. Oh. I thought it was great.
All right. Now, well, if we're talking about this, then I'm going to be honest. Marty Supreme sucked.
Anthony!
So, yeah, the fact that she's riding by him for that, she's really into him.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? She's going to the game. She's not a fan. You know you've done something.
Oh, yeah.
For your person. Otto talks to me about sports constantly. Oh, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know what you're talking about, but I do it because I love you. And I'm sure that when I am just deep into my HGTV, love it or list it, you're not really feeling that either.
But I entertain it because you don't have anyone else to talk to because it's just us. So sometimes when I don't have that other male companion, I got to just let it out. I got to let you know about whoever's scoring the most points or whoever I feel like needs to be the number one draft pick.
And that's why Timothy loves Kylie, because at the game, she looked like she was so
she
into it.
She acts like she cares, and that's all you got to do is act like you care.
But I'm not going to lie. When I was watching the game, whatever night they were there, I don't know. I just saw them, and I rewinded the TV. And
oh,
I was
so
like,
mad.
He's like, why are you doing that? I said, that's the most, in my opinion, most exciting
live
thing of the
game
night.
Going on, and Timothy she's rewinding it to look at Timothy and Kylie. I was like, what are you doing?
I don't even know who won.
Knicks won.
Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.